Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, June the 7th. And we whip out some Bing Crosby. We hit out straight down the middle. And we are still efforting our golfer guest, trying to get in touch with Jackson Buchanan, who qualified for the U.S. Open. So Jackson, if you listen, give us a call.
an interesting story. You got three golfers from Georgia who qualified, and he's one of the three. So it's great to hear from him. And it's a big honor to get a chance to do it. They had to do qualifying at the Piedmont Driving Club, which is an awesome layout if you haven't had a chance to see it. And, no pressure, but he went out there and did what he had to do and ready to go. Went to Buford High School and University of Illinois. Just finished his senior season, and he's qualifying this, and this will be his professional debut. Well, what a place to.
Well, not if you don't call us up.
It'll be your professional debut. It's taking place June 12th through 15th. It's going to be at Oakmont up in Pennsylvania.
That's just, talk about a place to play. Man.
Yeah.
But the amount of things that must be going through his mind, not just with the obvious. But then where do you go? I mean, it's all the things that come along with playing in that world. And I can't even fathom what it's like in the beginning. Because what we know is once you start, just getting into the grind, you start approaching a private jet world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about that when you're sitting in your dorm room. Right.
That's what you're aiming for.
Exactly.
Right. That's what you hope for.
But when the sponsors come and then you play these places. But as you said, it all begins that first time you hear your name when you're standing at tee box number one.
That makes it real.
And there's people there.
Right. 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 that makes it real. Cameras. All right. Mm-hmm. Think about it, because there's a lot of things around these places. Like we talk about. Tennis. You can go out and play tennis, but you put yourself in that section with that crowd, and then that camera is all around you.
Have you ever done that?
What?
In any sport? Have played in a charity event where there's a bunch of people, whether it's tennis or – I know you don't play golf, but I've been at a couple events where there's just a crowd of people there around the hole, and it does get you worked up.
Yeah.
If you're not used to it. That was one, and then I threw out a first pitch once.
Okay.
That was okay. That was actually, I did it in front of the mound. It was Georgia Tech. I threw it to Jason Veritek, of all people.
Oh, nice.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's nice.
Didn't get worked up about that, but that golf one, you don't know where that ball's going
to
go.
Well, you're supposed to know. That's why you're there in between the ropes. Because that's what everybody's watching.
Again, this person, you don't know where that ball's
going. Supposed to be the greatest in the world, and we're all watching. And that's the thing. You know, but Jackson is one of three Georgians to qualify. The other one's Will Chandler. Went to Marist, University of Georgia is there. And then the most intriguing story is 17-year-old Mason Howell, who's from Thomasville. And 17 years old, he is qualified for the U.S. Open. Can you imagine walking in to the locker room? I guess they got a locker room. You go in there, you change your shoes, put your shoes on, you're sitting next to, you're 17 years old.
Here's the thing, though. You don't got, there's no Tiger anymore. There's nobody on the tour right now.
But you've been watching, and just to be in the room with these guys. I don't care. You know, we're thinking about Tiger. I'm not talking about
just being
Jackson.
In the room's enough.
And I'm talking about, you know, this kid who's a 17-year-old that's getting to
right.
do this.
But there's no name that makes you get weak in the knees. It's being in the room. The first time you walk into the room, wherever it is over there at Augusta, that's the thing. You find yourself at St. Andrews. Walking in that room to prep for that's what makes you nervous. You walk out on that little bridge there, you know, it takes you. That's the kind of thing. I don't think there's anybody.
You don't know who these guys have watched, though. They ain't seen much of Tiger.
They ain't seen much of Tiger. They grew up watching replays. They haven't got to watch him live. They know who he is.
They know who he is, but I'm saying they haven't seen him play a lot on TV. They're guys that these guys have seen. We're talking about a 17-year-old.
Again.
The people that he has seen on a regular basis. Scheffler's a great player. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome to him. I'm not talking about to us. I'm talking about to a 17-year-old.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I'm just saying that the Scheffler, it's kind of like if you were a NASCAR driver and you walked up and saw Dale Earnhardt versus Jimmy Johnson. You know what I mean? Dale Earnhardt's going to make you weak and he's going, oh my God, even though Jimmy Johnson's won infinitely more. There's the Tim Duncans versus the Kobes.
But that's who they've watched, though.
No,
Greg.
I'm just telling you that
they probably saw Jimmy Johnson. They've heard about Earnhardt, but they've seen Jimmy Johnson. I'm just saying they've seen the film of Tiger. They watched the Scheffler week to week a little bit more.
We have our guest. Is Jackson ready to go? Jackson, we've been talking about you, man. Where you been? No,
Illinois.
How are you, sir?
I was getting mixed up. I thought I was getting a call from you guys. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
They didn't give us your number, man. We couldn't call you.
Just a little confusion.
Okay. All right.
We got you now. Did you get a chance to hear any of what we were saying?
I did not. No.
Well, we'll just.
You got to update me.
Well, again, we'll start from the beginning here. This is Jackson Buchanan from Decatur, Georgia, U.S. Open qualifier. One of the things that my partner had brought up and wondered what it must be like for you to think about when this happens is when you step to tee number one and you hear your name announced and you see the people waiting to see you, are you going to be able to stay focused and not send that ball into somebody's forehead like I would do?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That's a good question. I've been in some pressure situations, but, you know, this one's going to be on another level. So I'm a good golfer, but I bet you're going to be able to tell that I'm a little nervous. So hopefully the driver is going straight.
Yeah, you're just finishing up your senior season at Illinois, and you're from this area. First of all, how you end up up at Illinois?
Because Champaign-Urbana is a beautiful city, oh, Sam. Man. I'm from Illinois there. Jackson, he don't know.
How you end up there, man?
He doesn't know.
He don't know. He don't know. Tell him. Go ahead and tell him.
Champaign's the place to be.
That's right. He's a fighting Illini. You better watch your mouth.
No, I Coach Small up there at Illinois gave me a great opportunity, and he has one of the best golf programs in the country. And I was sort of a late bloomer to the junior golf world and the golf world in general. So, you know, he was the best school that recruited me, and I needed a coach like him in my life, and it wasn't really a hard decision. I kind of went, you know, made the decision to go there pretty quickly, and it's been awesome. It was awesome this week.
I'm sorry, Jackson Buchanan once again from Tequila, and now a qualifier for the U.S. Open, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My question is, and I wondered this all along, whether it was you or anybody else, versus playing at a college out west or down south here, what is it like during those winter months when you still want to participate in practice?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that. It's Illinois golf and the weather, the hard weather is kind of part of our culture. Just being tough, you know.
That's right.
We don't care if it's 25 degrees and blowing or 95 and humid. We're going to go out there and we're going to beat you. So that's kind of our culture. And obviously golf is, it's better when it's warm. So it's tough. But if you're up there thinking, oh, this weather sucks and I'm not practicing enough, like it's gonna weigh you down. So it's just all the positive mindset and being tough. Obviously you like to get out and play a little more, but with what Coach has done, it doesn't seem like it really affects us.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Jackson Buchanan. We're proud of this guy. He's one of our area folks, locals folks. He's qualified for the U.S. Open. It's coming up at Oakmont up in Pennsylvania. It'll be the 125th edition of the U.S. Open. Talk about getting there. Talk about your qualifying round. I understand there was an albatross involved. Talk about your qualifying.
It's a long day. It's 36 holes. The course, Piedmont Driving Club, there, just south of Atlanta, is a great course and hard to walk. So it was a long day, and I knew coming into that back nine that I had a chance, and I had to get to maybe 12, 13 under. And then I made it albatross. That put me at 14 under, and I was like, holy crap, okay, this I need to chill here because this could get real. And then I finished strong the last eight holes, and it's a long day, but you look back and it was like, oh, it went by fast because next thing you know, you're qualified. So it was a long day, but I played solid golf all day and didn't get too ahead of myself.
All right, Jackson, not everybody in our audience plays golf. Tell them what that is, what an albatross is.
Golf? Oh, an albatross.
Yes.
It's a par five. Par five, longer hole. You can't really – sometimes you can get there within two shots. Sometimes you can't. So it was a shorter par five. Hit a good drive, and I hit my second shot from the fairway, 205 yards, and I made it, which would be two strokes on a par five, which is three under.
Yes.
Which is very rare.
Exactly. And, yeah, again, the name albatross. Who Sam and I speculated on this. I went to the obvious. I don't think that there's that kind of person on tour right now, but who is that person when you walk into – clubhouse, wherever, you name it, across the country, and you see this particular player, who is that person that's going to be that makes you stutter and stammer that you have just been watching since a kid?
Without a doubt, Scotty Scheffler. I mean, I just admire him, who he is as a person, and how he plays golf and how he treats people. It's just he's an all-around guy, and he's a competitor, which I admire a lot. And, you know, I saw him last year at Pinehurst, and I probably looked like an idiot. I just kind of stared at him for 5 seconds, and he gave me a nod and said hi, and I don't think I answered. But this year, it'll probably be the same thing. I'm playing against him, and I'm a pro, so I got to be a little more chill. But that's, you know, when I see Scotty, I'll definitely, my heart will skip a beat probably.
All right, I owe you 20, Sam.
All right, there you go. You talk about pro. I think this is going to be your pro debut. Is your first pro tournament?
Yeah, pro debut, yes, sir.
Wow. Talk about crazy. That, because that's the goal going all the way back to your junior golf is to be able to be a pro. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to make this step and to make it in of all tournaments at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I'm blessed to be, you know, athletic and the game kind of came natural to me. But I never really thought I would be a pro. I never thought I would be good enough. That's hard to do. And then got to college, got better and better, and then realized, you know, it's a possibility. And then, you know, fortunately turned pro kind of right after school and first qualifier or U.S. Open qualifier and made it. So this is going to be a great way to start the journey off, and I couldn't be more pumped.
You let him give him a shout out to his school. You went to Buford, right?
I went to Buford High, baby. Let's go.
My thing is, where was your favorite place to play around here, around the Atlanta area or in North Georgia?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Is it?
I always give a shout. It is. I'm not like a big golf course guy, so I'm not too picky, but like one course I always give a shout out to is where I started. Over at, it's called the Chimneys over in Winder.
Okay.
That's where I started, and I got to give a lot of credit to that place. The nicest course I played in the Atlanta area is probably Peachtree Golf Club. That place is sick. It's Augusta-like and very private. I'd probably say that is the number one.
All right. Okay. Now, you know what you're going to have to start doing now that you're a pro and you are from this area. We know that there's that little tournament that happens in April over there in Augusta. And we hope that you can.
The voice changes. Yeah. I know.
Well, and hopefully he'll be there soon and you know, get that trophy. But you know about Oakland Cemetery, don't you?
Oh, what is that?
Okay, Oakland Cemetery is part of the Atlanta Historic Society. Oakland Cemetery is the place of three very famous residents, they call them. One is Maynard Jackson. Mm-hmm. One is Maynard Jackson. One is Margaret Mitchell, writer of Gone with the Wind. And the third is Bobby Jones. I did a video for that place about 10 years ago. And the people who run that place take me into a room in the back, and they have huge garbage cans, those plastic huge garbage pans you get at Home Depot, and they are full of golf balls. For decades, golfers have come by Oakland Cemetery in April, and then possibly also at the end of the season now that you got East Lake, and they have put their golf ball with their name on it on the Bobby Jones headstone as a tribute.
Wow.
So you're going to have to start doing that now, dude. You're going to have to, when you come through, you got to come to Oakland Cemetery, and you know, it's open year round. They have events there too, but yeah, you got to put your golf ball with your name on it on Bobby Jones.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Jones is a legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And so all the pros do it. You are now a professional, so take your time. And then you got 6 feet Under, which is a restaurant right across the street, so you can have something to eat over there.
Have something to eat while you're there.
Jackson, we can't thank
you
enough. And we wish you nothing but success.
Good luck, man.
Health and wealth and all of that good stuff, man. And just go out there and grab it all and enjoy it.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Greg. It's going to be a cool experience, that's for sure.
And we will all be watching and rooting you on there. Once again, this is Jackson Buchanan from Decatur. He's getting ready to take on the U.S. Open and just take on golf.
Yeah.
Overall, man. And, hopefully not stutter too much in front of Scottie Scheffler.
No, hopefully.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.